I want to tell you a story right now about the beauty of birth, not for humans.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah, there's a lot of nasty stuff going on there.
And then the beauty of life itself. Are you, Hotwings, I think you've probably been there. Maybe you all have. Maitland might have taken a field trip there. The Museum of Science and Industry in Chicago.
I have been there.
Have you been there?
It's very cool.
When were you there, Hotwings? Recently, like with your boys, or years and years ago?
I was there with the boys. It's probably been about 5 years, though. They were younger.
Okay.
We were still married.
Okay, so they would have had this. Since the 1950s, one of the most popular things they've had is a display where you can see baby chickens being born.
Oh.
There's heat lamps and everything else.
Okay.
Oh.
Cute, fuzzy, yellow chickens.
Mm-hmm. They're like cracking out of their eggs,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Roughly 20 a day, 140 a week, 8,000 a year. Each day, people get to see the beauty of life as it dawns first.
In the urban environment.
Let me guess, and they got a chicken fingers special in their food court?
They do have to do something with those chickens, Kelly.
It's a lot of chickens.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah, you know.
So this news story I'm reading, somebody asked, what happens to all those wonderful chickens? No. They feed them to the animals at the zoo.
Oh, okay.
They take 8,000 baby chickens born so we can see the beauty of life beginning.
It's
and
the
they feed them
life.
To the hippos, chucking them in. Like it's the ping pong ball toss at the county fair.
They feed them to
fly,
them.
Little bird.
I thought hippos only ate watermelons.
Right into the mouth.
I thought they were vegetarians. I didn't think hippos ate meat.
You're thinking of? I don't know what you're thinking of.
No, I think hippos are pescatarian, so they eat fish and chicken.
Fish.
But not the hippos. Don't get all of them.
Oh, wow, I didn't.
They'll throw them to the camels. It says here that they shoved 6 into a giraffe's mouth because they don't have vocal cords and can't tell anyone.
It says that?
Yeah. Penguins. It's really unique to see the black and white penguins in their little
tuxedos.
You know, dressed up like business geese being force-fed a duck
business
or a chicken.
Geese.
Yeah.
You know, I
you've
saw
never
PTSD
heard
of, from
You've never penguin. Heard a penguin referred to as business goose?
You know, I
think
you
it's
know,
wearing a tuxedo.
You know, I haven't.
I learned that on this show because somebody text that in or
I
something?
Don't know where I heard that, but I think I spent about 5 days trying to get you guys on board with business goose and no one took, so I'm back with it again.
I'm on board. Just how often do I talk about penguins?
Well, I find a way because I just made that story about dead chickens at the museum. Being shoved in a business goose's mouth. Goose mouth. Business goose. Business goose's mouth booth.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Your algorithm is so different from mine.
Yeah.
You got like farm kid algorithm and I've got
no,
like.
No, that wasn't TikTok. That was like.
No, that's just your personal algorithm.
Yeah.
It's just the way you're built.
Yeah.
To look for that story. They don't. The part about force feeding them to animals isn't true. But the part about them feeding 120 baby chickens a week to other animals to keep them alive. Definitely true.
Wow.
And the part about throwing them in the air to see if the hippos can catch them. Not true.
But you're shaking your head up
as
and
far
down.
As, you, though, as far as
could
you
be
know.
True.
I bet it is. Remember when they had that undercover video at like Tyson chicken plants and they were playing like pin the chicken on the wall and just picking up chickens and throwing them at the wall for fun?
Playing ping pong.
No, I remember the video that we watched of the cute little chickens being born, and then they were like,
"That's what this reminded me of."
We were like, "I wonder what they're doing on that little conveyor belt."
Because they said, "What do you do with all
riding,
the male chickens?"
They're riding along on this little conveyor
it
belt.
Looks
and
so fun,
and they have this goofy circus type music playing. Where are they going? And then the last scene is a laser beam like cutting their beaks.
No, that's what happened to the females.
Oh my god!
The females got their beaks cut off, so they didn't harm the other birds at the egg production. And then the little male ducks were separate, or male chickens were separated, and they were like, hop, 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 we're going to freedom into this grinding machine. I'm dead.
Hey, chicken, how's it hanging?
It was pretty depressing.
That makes me really
great.
Sad. Of all the things that are going to make me cry on this show, I think you talking about chopping beaks off, and it was like a steamroller kind of thing.
No, that'd have been better. This was like more of a grinder where it
like
would take off chunks at it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, like where, like if you went to a scrapyard. through old propane tanks
or an engine block.
Yes,
but it was for baby chickens.
Oh boy, do I love those videos!
And then and now your cat Shadow has delicious cat food.
Mm.
Yep, and non-free range eggs.
Those are the ones that are practically glowing when you crack them.
Cage grown.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I don't remember. I think was it some comedian recently was like, you know, would you? I don't want the chicken that was filled with hope. Don't give me the free range chicken. Give me the one that was ready to die.
The one that's like, please just kill me.
Yeah, I think it was Nate Bargatze. Yeah. That's a good point.
It is. It's a terrific
point. So you're happy about eating the one with hope? What kind of person are you, Kelly?
I'd rather eat a happy chicken than a concentration camp chicken.
All of the chickens I eat at my house died of orgasm too much, so everything's fine.
Gross.
Oh,
you're eating,
and it didn't happen until it was in his mouth.
You're eating orgasm chicken? Something.
If that's the way they die.
Wow.
What would you prefer, that or, you know, killed while another chicken's growing into their body because they're kept too close together in the cage?
I don't know. I think I'd rather have GMO than number three chicken.
Yeah, those are self-basting.
They died of it. They didn't get filled with it.
Well, when they're all packed in there like that, if they're all orgasming at the same time, they're number three all over each other.
And they clean them off.
Who does?
Me. I rinse the chicken. Get all the three off.
I do believe you rinse the chicken.
Mm.